higher than any one of us, and that together we were a well of strength on which any one of us could draw. From that point, it was not hard to venture into the realization that a power greater than any one of us existed. And with that understanding, I found direction to my own special higher power. On that spiritual foundation, I began to build a new life. The third step was the most difficult for me. But having completed it, I found that I could face or untangle the other steps if and when I could remember to relax, trust the program, and implement the step rather than fight it. Accepting my higher power did not fully change my attitude of resistance. It just made yielding to instruction a more rational and acceptable mode of behavior. For each step, I still had to go through the process of recognizing that I had no control over my drinking. I had to understand that the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous had helped others and could help me. I had to realize that if I did want sobriety, I had better do the steps, whether I liked them or not. Every time I ran into trouble, I ultimately found that I was resisting change. My mentor had to remind me that AA is not just a project. AA offers me an opportunity to improve the quality of my life. I came to recognize that there is always a deeper and wider experience awaiting me. Early in my growth, I remember thanking my sponsor for the hours and hours she had given me. She said, "Don't you think that you will do the same for someone else someday?" I replied, "I will never be responsible to or for anyone else ever again." That refusal to make any kind of repayment to the program delayed my offering to be of service in any capacity.